Well, I'm going to go ahead and say good morning to everybody who's logged in or called in for our educational opportunity that LTA is doing. Part of our mission, as you know, is that we have educational opportunities for our entire membership, and we want to extend your knowledge base and further your tourism knowledge, and that's what this is about. So we have 7 different events that we're doing at this point this year. This is the first of our webinar series, and it's Understanding Location Content Programming. It's going to be presented by iExplore. Okay, really excited about this. If I didn't say it, I'm Charlie Waldman, the Membership Marketing Manager for LTA, Louisiana Travel Association. If you notice, we have dropped RP. So we're excited about all these opportunities this year, y'all. We want your feedback on everything that we do. After this presentation is done, we will post it up online on ltpa.org, and you'll be able to get the actual physical piece or the PDF along with the recording of today. So with that being said, I'm also joined in the room by Lane Garner. She's our Vice President of Education and Membership here at LTA.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. I hope y'all are doing well. We're excited about this being our first webinar and very appreciative for having having iExplore be with us. Tyler and them, I know they're going to put on a great presentation and hope everybody gets to learn something new.
Okay, so I'm going to turn this over to Tyler Phillips right now with iExplore. He's going to introduce who he is, and he's got along with him Kirsten Hardy as well. Go ahead, Tyler, take it away, bud.
Hey, thanks. Excited to be here with y'all today. I'm really excited to do this and to be partnering up with LTA. I got to get used to not saying LTPA. Really excited to be talking to y'all. So a little bit about iExplore and about me. I am based in Austin, Texas. I'm just stayed over from y'all, originally from Alabama. So that's where the accent comes from, the y'alls. Kirsten is calling in from Chicago. Kirsten, if you want to say hi real quick.
Hello, guys, and I don't say y'all.
Yes, Kirsten is Chicago born and bred, so no y'alls for her.
Yes.
But yeah, love Louisiana. I've spent a lot of time in Louisiana, especially, you know, living in Texas and being from Alabama. I've driven through Louisiana a lot, spent a lot of nights in Louisiana. Think it's a really beautiful state with a lot of really great things to offer, so excited to be talking to y'all today. So why don't we just go ahead and jump into it? A little bit about iExplore. Who are we? So we've been around since 1999. We're kind of, you know, a little bit, I guess you'd say old hat as far as the internet goes. I know 1999 was not that long ago, but in terms of the internet, pretty good while ago. And our passion and our purpose is to generate wanderlust. Basically what we're all about, we are an experiential and adventure travel website. We have millions of followers who are active travelers. They come to us to look for inspiration when they are booking their next trip. And the way that we try to inspire them, passionate, authentic storytelling, and challenging people to explore the world around them. You know, we try to work with destinations, make sure that we're upholding their brand pillars, and telling their story in a way that is effective. So a little bit about that audience, just to give you a little bit of a breakdown. Over 2 million monthly unique visitors, over 6 million monthly page views. Our audience skews a little bit female, about 64% female, 84% of our audience between the ages of 35 and 60. So we're a little bit older audience, young families, some empty nesters, some, you know, professionals who don't have any responsibilities, like to get out for the weekend. Average household income for our readers, about $100,000. And 85% of those people are college grads. So these people are, you know, slightly more affluent, and they have that disposable income to take those, you know, 3-day weekends, 4-day trips. We can hit drive markets for you, that kind of stuff. Something that I think is important about us is over 71% of the people who come to our site have not made their travel decisions prior to coming to iExplore.com. So when they come to the site, they're looking for a particular state. They're going to the Louisiana section of the website, or they're looking for a particular experience. And we have the site broken down that way. I'll talk about that a little bit later. our audience is 2.5 times more likely to have taken at least 5 to 6 domestic trips in the last year. And then they spend an average on online travel between $4,000 and $8,000 a year. So a little bit about who we work with. We are firm believers at iExplore of one size does not fit all. We don't do, you know, these broad campaigns. We try to customize every single campaign, and you can tell by some of the places that we work with, they're a lot different. Visit Seattle has much different needs than some place like Sevierville, Tennessee, which, you know, much smaller destination, or even Sandy Springs, Georgia. But we've worked with destinations big and small. We've worked with state programs. We work with state co-op programs in the past. And we've worked with smaller destinations. So I think that we're extremely effective at being able to tell a destination story, no matter if they are big or small, because we have people that come to our site, you know, they're looking for those big trips to places like Seattle, but they're also looking to find those little hidden gems, you know, kind of off the beaten path, like Ruidoso, New Mexico. I'm going to come back to our offerings after I'm done explaining everything that we do. So basically, here's what we do. Custom content, I think, is the cornerstone product that we offer. And that comes in a couple of different forms. You can see on this slide there at the very bottom, Rider on Location series or sponsored content series. So I'll start with Rider on Location. Basically, what happens on Rider on Location is we have an editorial team at iExplore.com. Again, they've worked with these state co-op programs before. They've worked with big destinations. They've worked with small destinations. We can send them to a destination, and we work with you to set up an itinerary. You know, it's a set amount of time, 2 days, 3 days, whatever. They travel there. While they're there, they're documenting their experiences on social media, on the iExplore social media channels, using any sort of relevant hashtags that you have, anything like that. Again, this is all planned out before they go. We talk about brand pillars, what things you would like for them to highlight, what types of experiences you would like them to have while they're at your destination. While they're there, they're documenting their experiences on social media. They are taking pictures, they're taking videos, all that stuff. They come back, they write the articles. They send you the articles. We don't put anything up on the site without your approval. We get your stamp of approval and you're okay on everything. Then once content goes live, then it gets another social media push. We're pushing it out on iExplore channels. And when I get to talking into our offerings, we'll talk about some of those specifics. I will say our Riders on Location program, those are pre-made packages, meaning that we agree on a set price. Everything is included in that price, travel, accommodations, all that stuff. And we have people on our team like Kirsten who book those trips. They make sure that our rider is where they need to be, when they need to be there. And you can be as hands-on or as hands-off in that process as you would like. Our sponsored content series works basically the same way. We just don't send a rider there. Somebody on our in-house team, they are in contact with you. I'm in contact with you to talk about some of those brand pillars and things that you would like for us to highlight. You're welcome to send them any sort of pamphlets or printouts or photos or anything like that. They write the articles, and again, you have full editorial rights on those. You give us notes. They go up on the site, and then after everything goes up on the site, we do another social media push. I also want to mention that you own all content that we create at iExplore, okay? You own any article we produce, any picture we take, any video we take. That all goes into your content library, and that is something that you can reuse. And
excuse me, Tyler. Somebody online, if you can mute your phone if you're not talking. That would be helpful because we're getting some noise from some folks. The other thing, we have a question, Tyler.
Tyler, okay. The question, just a quick question. I don't want to interrupt your thought here, but I guess your customers, your visitors that are going to the iExplore site, why do they like these Rider on Location series that y'all do? Is it because of the pictures? It's the content? It's just something that they always look for?
I think the what's so effective about the Rider on Location program, I think more than anything, I think the big thing is that our riders are able to experience the destination for themselves. These are experienced travel riders. They've written for other publications like National Geographic and stuff like that. So they know what speaks to our audience. They have a very good understanding of the things that are effective to our audience and the types of stories that we can tell to our audience that are effective. So another good thing about the Riders on Location program is that when our riders come there, they're able to take their own photos and take their own videos, and they're very, very talented, very good at that kind of stuff. And they're pushing it on social media. I would say social media is the biggest thing for us, as far as getting a message out there. It's an effective way to get the message out there. So does that answer your question, or I can talk a little bit more about that?
Well, and I guess the question, the reason why I was asking that, Tyler, is just I just want to see how your readers are attracted to that type of content and how they get there. And like you're saying, the writers is engaging them through the process with the social media, the pictures and all of that. And so that's why I was asking how they get involved with it and how you see it from that standpoint of the customer.
Yeah, absolutely. So while they're there, you know, a lot of times we do have a very active following on social media, on, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, that kind of stuff. You know, so while our rider is there and they're posting on social media, basically the thing about the Riders on Location program is you're getting two social media pushes in one campaign, because you're getting the push while the rider is there, and then you're getting the push again when they come back, when they've kind of had time to process their entire trip. Our riders are very active on social media. They interact with people who engage with iExplore posts about a destination. And I think it all comes down to authentic storytelling. I would say the tone of our articles on our site, it sounds like you had a friend who went to Lake Charles. We worked with Lake Charles on a campaign. You had a friend who went to Lake Charles. They come back and you say, "Hey, how was your trip to Lake Charles?" They're like, "Oh man, it was so great. If you're thinking about going, like, you definitely have to try this restaurant. You need to stay at this hotel. You need to see this attraction," whatever. So it's an authentic brand of storytelling, I would say, to try to get people excited about a destination, because, you know, we're passionate about this stuff. You know, we feel really strongly about helping out, you know, big destinations tell their stories, and small destinations that maybe don't have that, you know, have those resources that a bigger destination has. We feel passionate about showing people those places off the beaten path, or even in a destination like, you know, like a Seattle or a New Orleans, where people have been before and are familiar with it. We like to try to find those little hidden gems in those destinations. So,
thank you.
Good to go. Any more questions? I can certainly take questions. That's totally fine. Good to go. All right, cool. So we do the Riders on Location. We do the sponsored content series. And again, you own all that content that we produce. You know, you're able to repurpose that. We encourage destinations or attractions or whatever, if they have a blog on their website, we certainly like for them to post it on their blog. We just ask that they link back to iExplore, and we kind of have a do's and don'ts list that Kirsten keeps track of and sends to clients to make sure that everybody is on the same page on that kind of stuff. But you own all that content we produce. You know, we try to make sure that we are testing headlines, the A-B testing. Basically what that means is we come up with a couple of headlines that we think is something that would speak to our audience and also align with whatever your brand pillars are. Your KPIs, your key performance indicators, things like that. We send those to you and give you a little bit of a choice. We also try to optimize campaigns within a campaign. So we're keeping track. Kirsten, again, I keep shouting her out because she does a little bit of everything for us. She keeps track of how campaigns are performing, how articles are performing, and how they're performing in particular parts of the site. And we try to optimize the campaign. If we see something's working a little bit better in the middle of a campaign, we'll contact you and say, hey, we think this would be better if it was in a different part of the site, or we could, you know, kind of pivot and stuff like that, because we want to make sure that all campaigns are performing at their peak level. Moving on. So some custom content examples. So we have some minimum guaranteed views between 40,000 and 100,000, depending on what the article is. Average time on our site from a visitor is about 6 minutes. So they actually read the articles. And then a lot of times, when we do sponsored content series, we have a link through to a destination's website or even a particular part of that site, a hotels page or a flights page, whatever. So a lot of times they click through to that. Average shares on our article, on our articles, about 3,000 shares is kind of what we aim for. As a barrier of entry. So again, article promotion. We promote articles on the homepage. In addition to social media, we have different sections of the site, like I said. So we have an experiences tab on the site, and we will put any article up in the relevant portions of the site. So sometimes people come to our site and they're looking for a culinary adventure, a lot of great food in Louisiana. So sometimes they'll go to the culinary travel section of our page. If we write about your destination and we cover the food there, that article will be in the culinary travel section. It will be in the Louisiana section. If we did an overview of a destination and highlighted a bunch of different things, all those little subsets, family travel, again, culinary adventure, outdoor adventure, anything like that. We'll put it up in all those relevant portions of the site. That way, when viewers come to the site, they're finding those things. And I will also say, we don't take any articles down off the site unless you ask us to. So that stuff lives on the site forever. So we think that gives you a really good return on your investment where, a year after we've run a campaign with you, hopefully you come back to do another campaign with us. But if not, we do a campaign with you. And, a year later, somebody comes to our site and they're looking for culinary travel. They go to that part of the site. Very good chance they'll stumble across articles that we produce for you and leads to a lot of clicks after a campaign. So, again, content library, anything that we produce. And I think that this is why the Writers on Location series is so valuable, because again, we do have a very talented team of folks who can take pictures, take videos, they can write, and they really know what speaks to our audience. And when they come and take all these pretty pictures, those are things that you can use. You can put them up on your site. We really take pride in that and being able to help destinations beyond us, beyond a campaign with us, trying to help them out personally. Other thing I wanted to highlight, digital display media. So these are campaigns that we have. We can do some combination of custom content and digital display media, or if you have a little bit smaller budget, we can do just display media. We think that these are extremely effective. On the site, we can click through to your site, we keep track of all that stuff, and we report back to you so that you can see the actual raw data. You can see the numbers to see what an effective campaign you ran. So we can target people at the state or local level, and then we can also do contextual and behavioral targeting. So basically what we mean by that is, if you are a destination that prides yourself on your culinary experiences, we can put you up in the culinary part of the site. If you're more geared towards family travel, we can put it up in the family travel part of the site, and we can work with you to try to make sure that we're getting it up in those parts of the site so that you're getting the right types of eyes on these ads. We do have some higher impact units. We have what we call floating catfish that exists at the bottom of the page. I can go into that a little bit more if anybody is interested in those. And then we have our standard banners, 300 by 250, 728 by 90, and or 300 by 600. And then we can also do e-newsletter inclusions, which I'm going to get to in just a second. And then, like I said, we have a lot of display media options. I'm going to get into our actual packages that we're offering through LTA. I actually managed to do at that time. I'm going to get into that in just a minute after we're finish looking at everything. So again, e-newsletter. So about our e-newsletter, we have over 110,000 opt-ins. Yeah.
Hey, Tyler, when you were talking about the digital displays, do they live like on a special page on your website? I mean, do y'all put them in a certain location, like a travel location, or what? Where's the location, I guess, was my, where you put them?
So we do a couple of different things. I'm going to answer this, and you tell me if I'm answering your question. I think I understand. So basically what we do is we will put ads up on, we can put them up on the homepage, and then we can also put them up in the Louisiana section of the page, and then we can also put it up in any of those other portions of the page, any of the experience pages, that kind of stuff. And we just kind of work with you. Again, we're not one size fits all. We try to customize this stuff as much as possible. Even through like the LTA packages that we offer, we do try to customize those further and make sure that you know not every destination that works with us is getting the exact same thing. They're getting what is right for them.
Do you think that most people, the behavioral targeting is something more that you get better results from because it's more targeted rather than just having it live like on a homepage and you're not really going after that person's behavior, what they're trying to do?
Well, I think that yes and no. I think
okay.
It is great. That's why we try to have a multifaceted attack on this stuff.
Okay.
Usually when we do display ads, we will put display ads on the homepage a lot of times. It's great on the homepage because, again, we are catering to an audience. These folks are active travelers. They go on a lot of trips, and they are constantly looking for new destinations. Again, they're looking for big destinations. They're looking for small destinations. Everything in between. They are just active travelers. They're addicted to it. They have to find a new place. So it's effective on the homepage because we have those types of readers that are coming to the website,
okay.
And they see those articles on the homepage. But then, of course, behavioral targeting, that's all great too, because if you have somebody who, we get a lot of people on here who are family travelers. And when they come to the site, they're looking for family destinations. If they're in the family travel section and you have a destination that offers a lot of family-friendly types of attractions and stuff, that's certainly a great way to target them as well. But again, we try to be multifaceted when we do these campaigns to make sure that the destination is getting the right type of campaign. We're very upfront about stuff, trying to have a conversation with the destination about what they want to accomplish, giving them a good understanding of what we're going to offer. That way there's no, miscommunication when push comes to shove, when we're getting down to brass tacks and the actual results of the thing. We want everybody to be on the same page. We think of these as, it sounds like a salesy pitch, but we actually, I really mean this. I've worked with a lot of destinations and it really is a collaborative effort. We like becoming friends with people at the destinations that we work with. So we like having a good relationship with places and having a good working relationship with places.
Thank you.
Okay. Got off on a little bit of a tangent there. Sorry. I got on my soapbox about getting excited about destination marketing. So the e-newsletter. So we reach over 100,000 opt-in subscribers. These are people who have signed up for our e-newsletter because, again, I keep harping on it. These are active travelers. They're constantly looking for new destinations. So we can do links to articles in these. We can do display ads in these. And we kind of work with you. Pretty much every campaign we run, we try to include an e-newsletter option just because that's a lot of impressions right off the bat. You have 100,000 people getting this email every week. It goes out weekly. We also do something I'm just going to mention while we're on the call talking about this stuff. We do have something called an exclusive e-blast, and that means a destination owns all real estate on one e-newsletter mailing. That is something that I don't believe is included in our packages. But again, we're all about customization. If a destination wanted something a little bit different than what we're offering through LTA, then we can certainly work with a destination on that kind of stuff. Any questions about the e-newsletter? Are we good to go? Cool. So again, social promotion. I talked about this a little bit when I was getting into the custom content stuff. I would think of iExplorer as a way to boost whatever audience you are trying to reach. You know, again, we have a very niche audience that we're reaching out to of millions of followers. Think about us being able to tell your story to them. And again, there's no greater way to do that than social media. Again, promote your brand on our over a million followers in our social community. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, that kind of stuff. We can do Facebook and Instagram takeovers of your account if you would like for us to do that. Again, I mentioned earlier, you know, we can use any relevant hashtags for a destination, anything like that. And so, yeah, this is a great way to improve click-through rates to your website. We can click through on different kinds of stuff. We've worked with a lot of co-op programs, worked with a lot of destinations. So I feel like we have a good understanding of destinations. Each destination is unique, but I think we're extremely equipped to handle any sort of issues that pop up and what's the word I'm looking for? Be able to help a destination, any whatever size they are, is what I'm getting at. And then we have paid boosting options available. We mainly do organic posts, but if a post is showing some natural viral tendencies, we'll pay to boost that stuff to make sure that it's reaching more eyes and keep the ball rolling, so to speak. Or if that's something that you're interested in just on a regular post, we can always, you know, do paid boosting if that's something that the destination wants. I have some case studies just to talk about some actual hard examples of this. So Visit Montana is the first one. They wanted to target Instagram users and millennials. So Montana is a beautiful place. So they were really focused on the picture aspect of everything. So we focused on high-profile travel Instagrammers, people with over 250,000 followers. We sent them there. We used the hashtag Montana Moment to create social buzz for Montana, get people excited about Montana. And then you see the results right there at the bottom. Over 47 million total social media impressions. We did 18 custom articles and slideshows, 560,000 views. We had a reach of 6 million Instagrammers, 11.7 million on Twitter. So we did tweets and stuff like that. So this is an influencer campaign, but the influencers that we work with, they are extremely active, of course, because they're social media influencers. They're extremely active online, and a lot of times they share stuff that we run through iExplorer, stuff that they were not even involved with just because they are passionate about a particular niche of travel. And so, you know, if you have a family Instagrammer, they are more than willing to share articles that we produce about family travel to a particular destination, if that makes sense. Other one I wanted to touch on is Virginia Beach. So Virginia Beach, kind of the issue that they were running into is people hear Virginia Beach, they think summer destination, they think beach, typical beach, destination, but they're actually a four season destination. And they have a lot of stuff on the water, off the water. And so they really wanted us to highlight some of those things that maybe people don't necessarily think about when they think about Virginia Beach. So yeah, they wanted to increase awareness as a year-round destination. They wanted to provide travel ideas and itineraries for family trips and millennials. So we put together some influencers, sent them out there. This is something similar to a Riders on Location program in a way. They went to Virginia Beach. They were taking photos. They were live tweeting, taking videos. You can see some of the results there with numbers on that. And I think, yeah, that was it. So before I start going into what our actual offerings are through LTA, do we have any questions so far?
Good.
No? All right. I think we're good to go. All right. So you look right here, level one. So this is the highest, most expensive option that we offer, almost $12,000. So this is our Rider on Location content series. So our social media influencer, our in-house social media influencer, will visit your destination or hotel or whatever. They will write 3 articles and 1 photo gallery, which will all go up on iExplore. We will promote those on our social channels. Again, as I pointed out when I was talking about custom content, you own all that content. We have an e-newsletter article inclusion, so 1 mailing of the e-newsletter. We will link 1 of those articles, and we'll discuss with you which one you would like to click through to. We will do a homepage feature. So for 1 week, 1 of those articles will be on the homepage in addition to being in those relevant portions of the site, you know, the culinary travel, family travel, that kind of stuff. And then 25 social posts across iExplore Travel Mindset, which is our social media influencer site, and those influencers' social channels, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, anything like that. And then we also have banner ads, which is an added value thing. So we can do banner ads across the site that can either link, Kirsten, correct me if I'm wrong, can either link to content or link back to a website. Am I correct on that?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure I was not lying to folks. Level 2, $6,000 level. So this is a sponsored content series. So this is an in-house series. This is not, the rider will not travel to the destination or hotel or whatever. They will do that in-house. They will create 2 articles, again, promoted heavily on our social channels. You own all that content. It will be featured on iExplore and Travel Mindset again. We have another e-newsletter inclusion, another homepage feature inclusion, 10 posts across social media, across iExplore and Travel Mindset channels. And then again, we will add banner ads, which again, as Kirsten confirmed, can click through to either content or to a site, whatever you would like. And then our final 2 options, level 3, $4,200. So this is a targeted display media campaign. So again, you can choose between targeting at the state or DMA level, a geographic targeting, and contextual targeting. There are some examples on there, adventure, family, outdoors, couples, culinary, et cetera. So we really work with you to try to make sure that we're getting the right kind of eyes on those display ads. And then we have 500,000 guaranteed total impressions. And then level 4 is at the $3,000 level, again, targeted digital display media, again, choice of state and or DMA level, and then contextual targeting, and 350,000 total impressions on those. So I think that is all for me. If anybody has
any questions,
I'd...
Now's your opportunity. As I said before, I want to thank Tyler and Kirsten for coming on with iExplore to discuss this and talk about the importance of content, custom content marketing, and how it functions and the way it works. So I appreciate you all doing that, guys. And
No problem.
So as I said before at the beginning of the call, if y'all weren't on, we will be posting this to Louisiana or to our website, Louisiana Travel Association's website, ltpa.org. And you'll be able to get a copy of the content that you saw today and listen to it again, as I will have the audio up on that. So that, I guess, is going to wrap up our first webinar for the year. We do appreciate you joining us for this. Again, keep looking out on ltpa.org for our educational opportunities in 2018. The next webinar, the free webinar, will be on March 7th from 10 to 11 a.m., and that's leveraging consumer travel data to maximize your marketing ROI. And so I look forward to this. So it's only with the help of our partners like iExplore that we can do this as far as educational and as well as the offerings to LTA. So we just want to say thank you again to y'all. Thank you to everyone on the call. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to reach out to me. Again, Charlie Waltman here, and it's cwaltman@ltpa.org. Thank you guys for being on the